evening, everybody. Welcome to Insight on this gorgeous Wednesday evening. And we welcome into studio four members of the Sawyer Overman Benefit Committee. And that is Ashley Overman, Megan Wendell, Danielle Deuce, and Lisa Overman. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening, Jack.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
And I'll tell you what, this is probably the third or fourth time I think I've had a group on from this committee, and I know this, we're approaching kind of the 5-year anniversary date, and so I'd like to start with a bit of the backstory, and I'll ask Lisa if, like, you can share kind of what happened that initiated the need for the Sawyer Overman benefit.
So, a few weeks after Sawyer's accident, I was just, my friends and family were over, and we were just talking, and I just said, I think a ninja park would be pretty cool to have in memory of Sawyer. And I said this not knowing how much it was going to cost, not really thinking it would ever happen, but these girls and several others, they took that idea and they ran with it. And it started out with them selling t-shirts on his first year of his passing. Everybody was wearing those. That was pretty cool to see. We found out how much it was going to cost. And at that time, we thought it was going to be like $250,000. And boy, I wish it was that. But it's going to be about $1 million. So they were like, well, let's do some benefits. And then we came up with the idea of a wiffle ball tournament because Sawyer was a wiffle ball champ. Any nice day, he'd be outside with his brothers and our neighbors, which are his cousins. He'd be playing wiffle ball, and he was famous for his walk-off home runs. And every night, they'd come home from the neighbor's house talking about how Sawyer had another walk-off home run. So we're like, let's do a wiffle ball tournament in memory of Sawyer. And then we did the bingo with it and all kinds of activities the whole weekend. And our first year we did that, we just were hoping to raise maybe a couple $1,000s. And what did we raise, like $86,000 that first year?
Yes.
So this will be our fourth year doing the benefit, and we've raised over $650,000 so far. So
fantastic.
Yeah.
And I know that the big fundraiser is the Human Benefit Weekend, but I also think it's so cool that the school does something at least a couple times a year to kind of help towards this. Can like you name a couple of the things that the teachers and the students have done from a school standpoint?
Yeah, they've done Cents for Sawyer, which raises about $10,000 just by kids bringing in change.
Yeah, bringing change.
Blows my mind.
I think the first year they were thinking, man, if we can get a few $100, this is, you know, it gets the kids involved and gets them excited about it. But raising a bunch of money, probably not. So instead of $600 at $10,000.
Yeah.
Those kind of things are awesome.
Yeah.
And then this year at the high school, they did a...
Oh, yes.
Do you want to explain that, what they all did?
So the high schoolers had to bring in money and they could donate it towards a teacher that they wanted to sing. Is that what it was?
Do like a
karaoke.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a karaoke contest.
Yes, so I actually know Mr. Stahl was at the bottom, and then he didn't delay school one day. So I guess that day, a lot of kids brought money and ended up being the big winner, I guess you would say. But how much did they raise from that?
I think that was about $3,000.
Yeah.
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 And you know, it is so cool when I know in your advertising that you talk about the community aspect of it, and man, when you have the entire school, students, teachers, it says a lot about not just Fort Recovery, but I think the Overman family too. You know, I think it says something about the UMark you guys leave. So let's talk about you have a new event that is coming up this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But before we go, Neil, I think we should take a real quick break.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and talk about the gun bingo
Yes.
Okay. That is coming up, I think, this Saturday. So we'll be back right after this.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
The Sawyer Overman Memorial Committee is going to have a very special event that you don't want to miss. Coming up on Saturday, March 29th at the Progressive Sportsman Club on St. Peter Road. It's Second Amendment Bingo, and every item will be either cash or a Second Amendment item. Bingo starts at 7 o'clock and the doors open at 6, and there's a limited number of tickets at just $100 each. It includes 14 games of bingo with big prizes for each game, and a full meal is included, and there will be a special 15th game for an additional $20 with a big grand prize for the winner. There will be no bar service, so you are welcome to bring your own cooler full of drinks, and there will be a 50-50 drawing and several other raffles. Entertainment and lots of laughs will be provided by the bingo callers, Rick and Bob Hine, and all proceeds will go to the Sawyer Overman Memorial Fund to help fund their ninja park. Get your tickets now for this enjoyable evening with lots of big prizes. The Second Amendment Bingo Party, Saturday, March 29th at 7 o'clock, benefiting the Sawyer Overman Memorial Fund, raising money to build the upcoming awesome ninja park. You do not want to miss this great party.
We're back. Talking with the Sawyer Overman Benefit Committee, they have a lot going on, and one of the things that's going on is happening this weekend. So let's talk about the first annual gun bingo or Second Amendment bingo. So I'll let Megan talk about it since she loves to talk.
It's this Saturday. You need tickets to come. There are a limited amount yet.
18?
About 18 tickets left if anybody's interested.
Now, are you allowed to go if you're not going to play bingo?
I mean, yes. I guess if you want to watch a bingo game, but there's nothing else going on besides the bingo.
There's other raffles, 50-50.
Yeah.
And you can hang around and shoot the bull.
Sure, yeah. So there's 14 games that is included with the ticket, and then for extra $20, there is a 15th game with an unannounced prize yet, but it's going to be a big one.
Yep. A brand new car.
Okay, not that big.
Oh, a brand new motorcycle.
Let's try gun.
Oh.
Just a cooler one.
No. Oh.
What else do you want to know about it?
Well, okay, so where did the idea of a gun bingo come from?
Okay. Well, yeah, so some of our husbands and some of the guys here from Fort Recovery, they have been attending a gun bingo over at the Moose for the last couple years, and they just have a great time. you know, and all of us girls, you know, we've been playing bingo at the benefit the last couple years, and we always get to have a good time too. So we're like, well, maybe we could do this for the guys. Usually at our benefit, we have a gun raffle on Saturday, and we sell tickets for guns. And so this year, instead of doing that, we're doing the gun bingo instead. So, yeah, just kind of a different activity for, you know, the guys, you know, yep. to give them a little bit chance to have a good time, too.
So this... Oh, Ashley?
Oh, so no, I was just going to add that this is a little bit different, that a meal is included in the price of the ticket for this one. The price of the ticket is a little bit higher for this bingo, but it does include a meal. Everyone who comes and has a ticket gets a meal. And then,
all of us ladies are making great desserts. And
yes. A lot of the, Carol Knapke, I think, is making a lot of the food. I don't know if anyone's ever had Carol Knapke's cooking, but she's fantastic. So,
fantastic.
Big thank you to her. And there's a lot to look forward to.
So it's $100 a ticket. There's a limited number left.
Correct.
There's going to be at least 14 guns that will be
guns awarded. Or cash prizes.
Guns or cash.
Correct.
Okay. It includes a meal.
Yes.
You can bring your own beverage.
You have to bring your own beverage.
They won't
be selling it there. It's at the Progressive Sportman Club and not Wendelene, so they don't have an actual bar where they sell things. So it's bring your own, whatever it is you're going to drink, bring your own.
And the it starts at what time?
The doors open at 6 o'clock, and then the bingo starts at 7.
Okay, so 14 games of bingo the last couple hours?
I mean, I think ours is probably around that size. We, at the,
Blacklight?
Cosmic Bingo.
Cosmic Bingo,
yes. I mean, that normally, it lasted probably, what, 2 hours?
Yep.
And we're not doing, like, the minute to win it games. We tried, and the guy said no.
Yeah.
They didn't want to roll an Oreo cookie down the front of their face. Yeah. So, I would still probably guesstimate around that same time.
Yeah, a couple hours. Yeah.
So, and again, the proceeds go to the Sawyer Overman benefit group. So, let's talk about the Ninja Park. Okay. For those that have never seen or been to a Ninja Park, what is it?
Well, I was just going to say, so we kind of got this idea too, because I remember it was shortly after Sawyer had passed, a couple of us went over to Slina. And I think Slina's probably the only area close by that has a Ninja Park. And our, you know, all of our kids are friends. And so we went over there one day too. And I think that was like, oh, this would be really cool to have one of these close to. And like Lisa said, I mean, that's something that Sawyer just loved. And, you know, all of our kids loved it too. And to have something, you know, closer to home would be pretty cool to have around here.
So, like, if you think of, like, the actual, like, physical part of it, it's almost like an obstacle course is probably the best way to describe it. There's a lot of different, you know, physical activities you can do on it. I mean, I can't even think. There's zip lines, I think, on it now. There are, I can't even think of all the little climbing pieces or how... Can't even describe them.
The best way to describe it is you'll love it.
Yes.
Kids are going to go crazy.
Yes.
And adults, because I remember we raced each other on it too, because there's a timer. Yeah. You can time each other too. There's so, I mean, this is fun for adults too.
A 40-yard dash that you can time yourself.
Where can they go to see that that video that you guys put out last week? Because that's a great thing. And it's real enough that several people thought it was done already.
Yeah. So we have a Facebook page called the Sawyer Overman Ninja Park, mm-hmm. and that's where we've been putting exclusive updates for the Ninja Park. I don't know if you've ever watched the TV show, is it American Ninja Warrior?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. a lot of the young boys are into that, and so it's perfect for those competitive kids. So.
And it like has like a stopwatch type thing where you start and you slam a button, and then you run this course, and at the end you slam it again. So
yep.
It certainly goes to the competitive nature that I'm sure you Sawyer had too, you know. I think I saw on your Facebook page where there's been some tweaking of the plans in this last go round. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. So, you know, us girls, we don't really know what we're looking for when we design this park. Well, apparently there were some trees in the way. And so when colleagues went out there to do the dirt work, they said they ran into some problems with the trees that, you know, they didn't want to cut them down. And we didn't want to do that either because they provide a lot of shade for the park. So they redesigned the park for us. And I think it turned out great. We were able to keep all the pieces we have. And we were able to keep the trees. So hopefully that's the only problem we run into, but, you know, I'm sure there'll be more as we get more into this.
Can I backtrack real quick? When you guys asked where you could see the park at, you can also go to, so the Sawyer Overman...
Ninja Park.
Oh, that's one. I'm sorry. That's one you said. Never mind.
Yeah. Is there an echo in here?
No. There is now. But I'm sitting here looking at that video, and that video is really, really neat.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, this is going to be something very special.
So,
yeah, one of the things that amazed me about it is you girls decided to sell T-shirts and have a wiffle ball tournament and raise $1 million. And so you're doing it.
Yeah. Slowly but surely. When Megan told me she thought the park was going to cost $250,000, I was like, well, let's just give up. It was a good dream. And she's like, nope, we're not going to. And then we're like, $1 million? And nope, we're not stopping.
I love that. Yeah. It's just awesome. And apparently there's enough parents and other people that think it's a great idea that they're willing to go to the auctions and buy things and make donations, and the kids are excited about it because, you know, for a bunch of elementary school kids to raise $10,000 bringing in change, that's crazy. That's just awesome. So you were going to try to ask a question before Jack and I.
I think Ashley had something to add.
Oh, no. Sorry. I was just going to say, I think we actually have all of the, just to give an update on where we stand with the park. I mean, I think we actually have all of the actual physical pieces purchased.
Most of them.
Most of them.
We still have to, but yeah.
We did give an update a while ago, but, you know, we still are a little bit short of our goal. So most of the expenses that we still have are related to like the pour in place flooring and like the synthetic turf. Just obviously you got to have that safety stuff. So,
yes, and that's expensive, very
really
expensive.
Yes. So, you know, that's still a lot of the cost that we have remaining that we're still trying to fundraise for. So
now, is that surface going to be similar to the regular playground over by the pool?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Part of it is, and then part of it has to be turf.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. 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 It's going to be that is really neat stuff. But like you said, it's expensive. I believe that flooring for that was over $100,000 or something crazy. It just, you know, but that's what we needed. And so we're looking at
$350,000 just for all the flooring.
That's what we need.
So if we have any, if there's any anyone who has like connections who is listening out there, feel free to contact any of us on the radio right now.
Whoa, our phones are going crazy.
We'd love to have a chat.
Hello?
So, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk about... when we talk about community, we're going to talk about, like, what can we ask of them that can help us get to that $1 million point. So, we'll be back right after this.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This winter, give your lawnmower the care it deserves with Hall Brothers Winter Mower Service Special. With free pickup and delivery, we're making servicing your mower easier than ever. Our skilled team will inspect, tune up, and prepare your lawnmower for a smooth spring start. Don't let winter wear you down. Keep it in peak condition. Call Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery today. We're committed to keeping your equipment running strong. It's never too early to prepare for spring. Schedule your service today.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. Fort Recovery High School baseball team is having a barbecue chicken dinner on Saturday, April 12th, and you can pick up the dinners from 11 to 1 at the new baseball facility. The varsity baseball team will be playing the Ansonia Tigers, and our Lady Indians will be playing the Jay County Patriots that day, with both games starting at 11 a.m., so bring the family out to the games that day and enjoy the barbecue chicken and the baseball and softball games. The tickets for the chicken dinners are just $10 each, and you get a half a chicken from Wendell's Barbecue, plus applesauce, chips, and a roll. If you're not going to the games, you can just drive through and pick them up. You can contact any of the high school baseball players for tickets, and you can also get them by contacting Wendell's Barbecue at 375-4074. Don't miss out on the baseball team's barbecue chicken dinners this year, available on Saturday, April 12th from 11 to 1 during their home baseball game with Ansonia and the girls' home softball game with Jay County. The Fort Recovery Elementary and Middle School Drama Club will be presenting Wagon Wheels West on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 4th, 5th, and 6th. Friday's show will be at 7, and Saturday's and Sunday's shows will be afternoon matinees starting at 2 p.m. All tickets will be available at the door and are $8 for adults, $6 for students, kindergarten through seniors, and children 5 and under are free. Make your plans to get to one of these performances of Wagon Wheels West, presented by the Elementary Middle School Drama Club, Friday, April 4th at 7 p.m., Saturday, April 5th at 2 p.m., and Sunday, April 6th at 2 p.m. Tickets will be available at the door.
Insight, talking to the Sawyer Overman Benefit Committee and talking about the various fundraisers that they've had, some they've got planned, and somebody mentioned, I think my colleague when he was out there doing some of the groundwork, I am sure, as Fort Recovery goes, that there have been several people or businesses that have already kind of stepped up to the plate to a certain extent and have helped make this possible. So let's talk about a few of those if we could.
So the first big one would be Buzz and Pat Hall. They donated an acre of land for us to build this park on, which was huge for us.
Huge.
And then the Colleague Boys, is it Don Colleague and his boys, they donated all their time and labor for all the dirt work down there. So those are two huge savings on our part for this park.
that's probably, I mean, that's two gigantic things.
Yeah.
And, you know, if somebody had a bunch of money to donate to buy the land and Pat and Buzz weren't willing to part with it, there's no other place to put it. And it's just good that people like that, you know, they're not trying to sell off their property, but they are good enough to, I believe they also sold the town the property that that park is on. You know, that was that was good woodland and farmland, and it's been in the family for probably four generations, and it's good that they're doing good things with it. You know, they, you could sell it for housing and you could sell it for this, that, and other, but it's not really for sale. They're not real interested in selling it just to sell it. They're interested in doing good things with it because they can. And there's a lot of people like that around here that they can, they have the wherewithal, either the property or the talent or the money to do things, and things get done.
You know, we've had so many businesses over the last couple of years who've also donated gifts for like our giveaways, our raffles, our drop bucket raffles, auction items. You know, their time. You know, food. You know, Cooper's donated some food. I mean, even the smallest businesses have donated things. So it's really hard to name those off because you don't want to miss any.
Even the smaller ones are just as important as the other ones.
Oh, absolutely.
And when as many people and as many businesses that you can get involved, it's more of a feeling of ownership, and you want to make sure that it happens.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could walk down Brick Street right now, and almost every business on Brick Street has been helpful to this cause in some way.
Yep.
So. Well, and I think that kind of segues us into you know, what we'd also be, you know, looking for the upcoming benefit that's in June. You know, one of the things that is, you know, probably some of the biggest money makers are the you know, various raffles and the auctions, and so often those are donated items. So you know, why don't you share exactly what you're looking for from that donation type of thing?
So really, anything you are willing to donate. So like this year, we're going to be looking for donations for our auction, for the punch. We're having a new punch board where you have prizes essentially inside of a cup. So any sort of prizes for that, and bucket raffles. Like in the past, people have donated products or services from their buildings, any sort of themed basket or bundle. We even take monetary donations or gift cards that can all be used for the benefit, or monetary donations for the park itself.
Yeah, and what's really neat about the dropping the tickets in the bucket thing, those kids are really excited about some of that, and some of the adults get pretty excited about some of that stuff too, and then you know, the live auction types of things, and the silent auction type of things. There's some really good things, and if you have a product or something that you want to help promote, donate, or get it to them at a reasonable price, discounted price, and that can help promote your business, because everybody's looking at this stuff and they want it.
Right.
And that's a big deal. If whether it's a big prize or a small prize or whatever it may be, if it's something people want, a lot of people see those items that weekend.
Right. And I should add, we are our own 501c3, so any monetary donations, we will
tax deduction.
Yeah, we'll send you a form for a thank you for being a tax deduction.
Yep.
You know, the drop bucket raffle, and those are for anybody of any age. I mean, we have gifts, or we have prizes that are geared towards young kids that include dolls and makeup and nail polish, and for boys, there's remote control cars and sports themes, and I mean, literally anything. And then adults, we have anything from home decor to booze and coolers and bikes, and I mean, it's just a wide variety of things. So there is something for everybody out there.
And I know that we talked about the the gun bingo is taking place at the Sportsman's Club. The Sawyer Benefit takes place at Wendling Park, correct?
Correct. Yeah. That is correct.
Yeah. And what's the date of the Sawyer Benefit this year?
June 6th and 7th.
Which is a Friday, Saturday?
Friday, Saturday, yes.
Very good. And so, let's talk about the benefit weekend, okay? And I know you may not have all the details yet of what that consists of, but in general, what does that weekend look like?
To start out, a lot of fun.
I was going to say.
All these two. Yeah, so we have a weekend full of fun. This year, we're going to have the food trucks both days because it's been, well, last year we had to change up our whole plan with our baseball team going to state, which was awesome. So we had our food trucks both nights, and that went over really well. So I think a lot of people asked if we would do that again. We have jumpy houses for the kids. There'll be Cosmic Bingo on Friday night. And on Friday, we'll have what we call the Sawyer NASCAR, the Sawyer 500, which is a NASCAR treadmill racing, which is fun for the kids and some adults while the girls are all playing bingo.
It is neat.
And my favorite part of the whole weekend, I think, is at night we send lanterns to everybody in heaven. So while we're playing the bingo, all these kids and adults are decorating those paper lanterns that you light on fire and send up in the sky. And it's really, it's a tear-jerking moment.
It is.
I'm crying every year at that time. We also have Krispy Kreme donuts Friday night and Saturday morning. And then on Saturday, we have our big wiffle ball tournament.
For those that can't see Rocker, he just got really excited for that one.
For the Krispy Kreme.
Yes. All right, we'll save him a box.
Krispy Kreme's kind of put Rocker right over the edge, I believe. So the wiffle ball. Let's talk about that right after this commercial, and we'll be back right after this.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Len is here, and Wayne IGA has you covered. Stop by their deli for some of their famous freshly fried fish and shrimp. You can get dinners with two sides or buy it by the pound. Call ahead at 375-2865 for larger amounts. They'll have their fish and shrimp in their deli every Friday all the way through Lent. And check out their frozen foods section for their fish, shrimp, and even more meatless Lent options. Let Wayne IGA make your Friday dinners easy this Lenten season. Just stop by their deli and pick up what you need.
Hi, we're the Lady Indians softball team. I'm Kayla Heikamp.
I'm Ella Shane.
I'm Ava Greasy.
And I'm Emma Will.
And we're having a raffle, and all the prizes are cash. $100, $200, $300, $400, and the grand prize of $500 cash.
We'll draw the winners at our first home softball game, scheduled for Thursday, March 27th, and you don't need to be present to win. The tickets are just $10 each, and you can get them from any of our players or coaches.
Don't miss this chance to help out our Lady Indians softball team and take home some cash.
That's the Lady Indians softball team's cash raffle. Tickets are on sale now from any of our players or coaches, and we'll be giving away $1,500 in cash at our first home game, scheduled for Thursday, March 27th.
Good luck, and we appreciate your support.
Spring Sports.
sports are starting, and Full Recovery Radio will be broadcasting every baseball game again this season, and will also be broadcasting several of the Lady Indians softball games, including their home opener tomorrow evening. The Lady Indians games will be broadcast on SportsStream 2. Just go to FullRecoveryRadio.com and click on SportsStream 2 on the left side of the page. The boys will begin their season next Monday, March 31st at Salina. We'll start our pregame show around 5:15 with the game time at 5:30. Our ball teams are looking to have pretty good seasons again this year, so get out to as many games as you can to help cheer them on. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can listen live right here on Port Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
And we're back talking to the Sawyer Room Benefit Committee about all things.
And how bossy Neil is.
Yes. I made him stop talking so he could come back on the air.
Yeah.
They're mad.
So we were talking before we left about one of the aspects of the Sawyer Overman Benefit Weekend is the Wiffle Ball Tournament. Okay. So who usually plays in this and how do you sign teams up?
Anybody can play in it. We've had 50-year-olds play in it.
Now, don't say that like, God, I can't believe somebody 50 can still run.
I know, I had to be really sore the next day. And they were out there like champs.
So, Jack, are you playing this year?
Well,
we make everyone sign a waiver.
Yeah, sign a waiver.
The exciting news this year is, though, that the committee has agreed to play the winners.
Really?
This is news to me. Yeah. I'm off the committee.
He just resigned.
Yeah, that's my resignation.
It is really anybody of any ages. The kids will be receiving the forms through school here soon.
Soon.
To sign up, yes.
And we'll also post it on the Wiffle Ball page, too, with Sawyer Overman Wiffle Ball and Benefit Weekend.
And is the Wiffle Ball just on the Saturday?
Yes, that's just on Saturday. And usually it starts around 10, but that all can change on how many teams we get signed up.
On the Wiffle Ball, like for the kids, the 8-year-olds don't play 15-year-olds.
No.
Is that correct?
Yeah, we have two divisions.
Yep. Yeah. So high school on up to 50-year-olds and even Jack at 82.
Jack can play the high schoolers.
Jack's speechless.
I am speechless.
That's not easy to do.
Yeah.
No.
Ashley, you had some, Dad?
No.
Oh, no. Okay. So about how many teams do you get in this? So if I've got a group of 10-year-olds that want to play and they play at 10 o'clock, will they play pretty much most of the day? Or
it's a double elimination, so they're guaranteed two games. It just depends if they keep winning. If they keep winning, they'll play. Usually it gets over around 5, I would say. It just depends on how many teams. Last year,
25.
We had 30 or 35 teams.
I think it was about 35, 36 teams.
And then our baseball team went to state, so a lot of teams dropped out. But then we were able to combine a lot of teams and still had
a great turnout. Yeah.
And it's for all schools. I mean, we've had Salina, Coldwater, St. Henry, some Jay County kids play. So it's anybody can come and play.
How fun.
Yeah.
So now, I was a hell of a wiffle ball player back in my day, Megan. So so don't doubt me.
I'm not. I can't wait to see your team.
Well, I didn't say I was
playing. I just heard. How am I supposed to? I have you to just see have play to believe you.
You just have to believe him.
You just got to believe me.
Have to decide if he has an honest face or not.
So do you guys have a goal? Okay, so this is the fourth year of the benefit?
Yes.
So do you have a goal for wrapping this up, or is it by golly, we're going to go until this is all taken care of?
Well, we asked the kids, like, after we get the Ninja Park built, is that what you mean? Like,
if, yeah.
We're like, do you still want to do this? And they're like, heck yes, we do. So yeah. I think we'll still do it. We'll find something else to donate to. Families always need money.
That, you can do that. You can throw in some scholarships. You can just do.
Yeah.
There's a million things. When you are raising money for a good cause, people will help you out. It's just, if you just keep on doing it, you'll come up. Mm-hmm. You'll come up with good things to do with the money.
Yeah. We've had some ideas of what we want to do afterwards. So.
You know, and it's kind of neat because every year, at least two or three times, I see a picture on Facebook of a baseball team or some group of kids that are standing around Sawyer's site, and they're celebrating that, you know. And I think as a parent or as a friend, when you think about that, all you want is for kids to be remembered. And, you know, in their way, he's still a part of that. And that is pretty cool.
And I was actually just made a comment, and we talked about how cool it was when I was looking through the elementary and middle school yearbook, just to look through the candid photos of that and see how many kids are wearing Four Sawyer shirts or,
families taking their kids on vacation and seeing them all wearing Four Sawyer shirts. Yeah. It's a fantastic way that his memory will always live on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can I just add, like, I have a son that was the same age as Sawyer, and that baseball team, it's really cool to see. Like, every time they break out, they always say, "For Sawyer." It's just, it's really touching to watch all that.
Last year, it was his anniversary weekend of his passing, and they had a big cold water baseball tournament, and before their tournament, they all went out to Sawyer's grave and they prayed, and they invited Sean and me and our family out there, and it was really, really touching.
That was emotional.
Yes. And then a few years ago on Sawyer's birthday, Lincoln had a birthday party, Megan's son, and they were all out there eating cake and ice cream, singing happy birthday to Sawyer, and Sean and I went out there. So, yeah, those boys are pretty special.
Yeah. Well, and through this process, through this Ninja Park, you're going to assure that that continues. You know, long after, some of us aren't around anymore, that's still going to be there. And that's a pretty cool thing to give back.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break, Neil.
Okay.
And we're going to come back, and then we're going to go over everything that we've talked about here. And then
I could just replay this. Except for some parts. Yeah.
But I know that Sports Talk's got a couple of guests.
Yep.
So I want to make sure that we wrap up on time for those guys. So
and we still have Rocker coming with a top 10. So.
What's his top 10 tonight?
He doesn't ever tell us. He might tell you because you're cuter than we are.
I've never been on his top 10, and I'm still bitter.
Uh-oh.
So we'll be back to kind of wrap up everything Sawyer Benefit right after this.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hello, this is Trevor Wenning, owner of Top Ranch LLC, former Hastings Automotive. I want to thank the community for the warm welcome back to town. I plan to keep the Hastings quality of service along with their previous employees. With the cold weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking the fluids, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all the lights for your worry-free winter travels. Give Top Wrench LLC a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Business owners and farmers, are you concerned with the economy and where things might be headed? That's why it's important to be thinking about your 2024 and 2025 operating monies. Come see our newest addition, my son Tyler and I, for the best value in the market. Because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice to have a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See us for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
The Fort Recovery Cy Iota's Eyes Community Garage Sales will be held April 24th, 25th, and 26th this year. Registration for garage sales is open until Tuesday, March 25th. To register your garage sale and get your sale on their map, be sure to get your registration form from any Cy Iota's Eye member or go to their Facebook page, Fort Recovery Community Garage Sales, and download the form from your computer. Registration fees are used for advertising the sales and printing the maps. All proceeds are used for community projects and improvements. Again, Fort Recovery's community garage sales will be April 24th through the 26th.
At least 5 second note.
We're back. Talking to the Sawyer Overman Benefit Committee about all the stuff that they've done, that they've got going on, that they're going to have going on. So let's start with the kind of the most urgent. And let's talk about what's going on this Saturday.
The Saturday is our gun bingo. We do have limited tickets left at $100, and that $100 includes 14 games of gun or cash prizes, and it includes a meal. And then there will also be a 15th game for an additional $20, or there will be pull tabs or 50-50 or a reverse raffle. Yeah. Thank you. Okay.
And, okay, so this starts at what time?
Starts at 6 o'clock. With doors open at 6 o'clock, the bingo starts at 7. And so, normally, I have learned from Cosmic Bingo, if you've got a big group of people you want to sit with to try to get there early, that's why the doors open so early, is so big groups can sit together.
And, okay, so, 6 o'clock doors open. 7 o'clock the bingo starts.
Yep.
200 tickets sold. $100 a ticket, 14 guns given away with a 15th coming up.
Yep, and we do have a couple tickets left, so if anyone is still interested, feel free to reach out to a member of the committee and we can get you hooked up.
A meal is included. Mm-hmm. Bring your own drink.
Yes, and it's over $10,000 worth of prizes that we will be giving away that night.
Fantastic.
That's a pretty good deal.
And... it is gun or cash equivalent, so you don't have to.
That's exactly right.
Well, not
guns,
gun or cash prize.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Not necessarily cash equivalent.
Right. Yes.
So think of it that each bingo game is assigned a specific gun.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. So if you play this game, like game 12 is for this.
I would name a gun, but I don't know anything about guns.
Revolver.
God. game 8 is for $100, whatever. I would say great minds think alike, but we know that's not true with Megan.
You might think alike, but...
No, I'm not.
The great minds part.
I'm not going to claim that.
And that's at the Progressive Sportsman's Club.
Yes. On St. Peter Road.
Yep.
Yes. Not on St. Peter Road. Yep. Then, in June, we have the event.
Correct.
Yep.
Okay, now don't just nod. Tell me about it.
That's what I do.
You know what? I have never been on a radio show where the people respond by nodding.
We're doing that, sign language.
That
back
doesn't
here.
Make very well, good radio.
Listen, Jack, you just got bumped down from my top two.
Jack,
I don't know if you know this. These girls are very shy and they don't talk much.
Yes. Okay, so let's talk.
It's hard
about
to get them to talk about
the
anything.
Events that are coming up in June.
All right. Yes. So June 6th and 7th weekend. So on Friday we will start with Cosmic Bingo. We have two food trucks out there: Wendell's Barbecue and Heavy Smokers Barbecue. Also, so we'll be doing that. The girls will be playing bingo. The guys at that time, we have a Sawyer 500 NASCAR race. Cool little setup that Sean made. So that's pretty cool. So the guys can be doing that. And one of our favorite things at the end, we set off lanterns up to heaven for anybody who has a loved one up in heaven. Russell Bergman DJs for us also, and he plays some pretty special songs as we light those lanterns up to heaven. So pretty special moment there. And we also have Krispy Kreme donuts for sale. Rocker's favorite, we hear. So we'll have those for sale Friday night and then also early Saturday morning. I guess we didn't really talk about, we have camping too. Yep. So a lot of people will camp out there. I think last year we had maybe 30 campers. So you can look for that on our website too, here in the next couple weeks. If you want to camp out there, you can reach out to us and we'll get you signed up for that.
I heard you say something about Russell. So is he going to be playing music all night then after the bingo and all that stuff?
Yes. Yep. Cool. So yeah, he does, and he'll probably be dancing too.
I'm out there.
So yeah, we look forward to that. And then Saturday, we talked about the wiffle ball tournament. That'll be a big thing, and our live auction, all kinds of bucket raffles.
Let's go over again. Let's go over again how somebody might get a team in the wiffle ball tournament. How would they want to do that? Just Facebook message or something like that? Is that the easiest way?
Yeah, so Facebook, and then also the kids will bring home forms from school. So mm-hmm. I think Lisa just got those there this week. And so within the next week or two, kids should be bringing those home. And
they just turn them back into the school and then we'll pick them up. So yep. That's easy for
and
them.
And that's for the local people here and the kids. If somebody, if some 50-year-olds want to be in, they'll have to do something else. Or some kids from, like you said, Coldwater and I think
Salina.
Salina was there. I was thinking there was
St. Henry.
Yeah, I was thinking there's a couple of St. Henry teams that were there last year. So, yep, that's really good.
Yep. And then we also have the jumpy houses, too. And this year we're using who we get our jumpy houses from? Party
Tents and More.
Yeah, Party Tents and More. So local business, too, that we're getting those from. So that'd be nice to have those out there. And the kids always enjoy them and lots of fun in there. Horseshoe tournament, I guess we didn't really talk about that. I don't know. You girls know much about
that. Is that on Saturday?
Yes. That's on Saturday also.
Yep, so the guys will be out there and they'll get that figured out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, and then, we didn't talk about Isaac Buescher. So Isaac Buescher, I'm sure many of you have heard about him. So he's a local country singer. I think he's been to Nashville. Yeah, he's just awesome. So he is, I know he has another gig earlier that day, but he is willing to come out and also play at our benefit. So he'll be great. He's going to start around 9 o'clock after the live auction and play till about 11. So it will be awesome. You know, people who can come out in the evening, they can come out and do the live auction and then also listen to Isaac play. So we're really looking forward to that and excited that he is willing to come out for us.
If you're a business owner or an individual and you would like to donate to any of these events, we're looking for auction prizes. We're looking for things for the various raffles. Contact any of the committee members or on Facebook, I would assume.
For donations, you can contact any of the committee members. You can mail any donations to Sawyer Overman Memorial with P.O. Box 341 at Fort Recovery, Ohio 45846. I believe we have a Venmo.
Yes, we
do. I cut it off on here.
I think it's just the Sawyer Overman Memorial.
Yeah, Sawyer at Sawyer Overman Memorial on Venmo. I mean, we accept any of those forms, or even like we mentioned earlier, the product services for raffle giveaways are also helpful. And again, if you know anyone who can do pour in place flooring
or turf. We would love to talk with you.
And again, this is a 501c3, which means your donations are tax deductible. And guys, have I missed anything?
I don't think so.
All right. It's awesome.
Yes.
So, well, I tell you what, as usual, it's a quick, entertaining, informative hour with you guys. And I wish you nothing but fantastic luck here in this, the coming couple of months. Let's get this thing to that $1 million mark and tie a nice little bow around it.
Yes, please.
We can't wait.
That would be great. And so I guess if we're wrapped up there, we're going to get to Rocker's Top 10 here in a second or two. Yep. So
do you want to take
a group? Yeah, we'll do a couple little things real quick, and then we'll come back and get to Rocker. We'll get a couple of, we'll play their promo for the Second Amendment bingo for this weekend, and one other thing here, and we'll be back with Rocker in just a moment or two.
Sawyer Overman Memorial Committee is going to have a very special event that you don't want to miss coming up on Saturday, March 29th at the Progressive Sportsman Club on St. Peter Road. It's Second Amendment Bingo, and every item will be either cash or a Second Amendment item. Bingo starts at 7 o'clock and the doors open at 6, and there's a limited number of tickets at just $100 each and includes 14 games of bingo with big prizes for each game, and a full meal is included, and there will be a special 15th game for an additional $20 with a big grand prize for the winner. There will be no bar service, so you are welcome to bring your own cooler full of drinks, and there will be a 50-50 drawing and several other raffles. Entertainment and lots of laughs will be provided by the bingo callers, Rick and Bob Hine, and all proceeds will go to the Sawyer Overman Memorial Fund to help fund their ninja park. Get your tickets now for this enjoyable evening with lots of big prizes, the Second Amendment Bingo Party, Saturday, March 29th at 7 o'clock, benefiting the Sawyer Overman Memorial Fund, raising money to build the upcoming awesome ninja park. You do not want to miss this great party. The Fort Recovery Elementary and Middle School Drama Club will be presenting Wagon Wheels West on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 4th, 5th, and 6th. Friday's show will be at 7, and Saturday's and Sunday's shows will be afternoon matinees starting at 2 p.m. All tickets will be available at the door and are $8 for adults, $6 for students, kindergarten through seniors, and children 5 and under are free. Make your plans to get to one of these performances of Wagon Wheels West, presented by the Elementary Middle School Drama Club, Friday, April 4th at 7 p.m., Saturday, April 5th at 2 p.m., and Sunday, April 6th at 2 p.m. Tickets will be available at the door.
I did the drawing for the community club basketball bracket.
Oh, yeah?
Well, he got the new San Diego State team.
Oops.
Yeah, they didn't do very well. And
that's not your fault.
I'm surprised I didn't get cuffed and stuffed.
That's
so
not
what
your
we got
fault.
Tonight.
I got the top 10 FR Brain Trust.
FR Brain Trust. Okay, now, before you go into this, define Brain Trust.
Smart people.
The 10 smartest people in Fort Recovery. Megan Wendell?
Are we talking currently living here, or all time?
Most of them are here.
Most of them are here.
Are they all living, or is this all time?
Most of them are still with us, yes.
If you say Dave Kopp before Megan Wendell, I'm going to lose my mind.
Megan didn't make the list.
He's not going down into the 500s. I meant the mayor.
Alright, number 10.
Do you want to start this Dog and Pony show? Number 10. This is Tom Bryant.
Tom Bryant.
He was, he's one of the smartest?
Yes, I said number 10.
Well, I would probably disagree with that. He wasn't in, even in the top 10 in our class.
Okay, number 9.
Not that he's not dumb, but he's not one of the top 10 smartest.
Mickey Evers.
Well, okay. So he was one of the valedictorians.
Too much for Jack, apparently.
No, that's good.
Yeah. That's
good.
Well, it gets better.
Okay. I don't know how I can.
Hey, it's better to be going winging it.
Well, I don't know.
Number 8, Eric Judy.
Okay. Yep.
Fort Recovery business guy, done very well for himself.
Also valedictorian of his class.
Was he really?
No.
That's some heavy sarcasm there, Sunshine.
Yeah.
Number 7.
Steve Stone.
Steve Stone?
Well, he was
had
probably
to keep the landscapers together, huh?
Pretty much. I'm sure Eric Judy's about ready to shoot the radio.
Okay.
Number 6. God.
Come on, you can't even say it.
You can't even keep a straight face on your list.
Bill Stogler.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why.
There you go. There you go. Now I see what this list is based on.
Wow.
Okay. So as you were thinking about this list, okay.
Which, by the way, may I say before I get... Well, it's already damn near halfway deep. But I made this list two or three months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So
some of these people got dumber?
Well,
or smarter? Okay.
Number 5, I'm guessing somebody you won't doubt. Randy Dillor.
Randy Dillor?
Okay. Yes, there we go.
That's a good choice.
Yep. Brain trust.
Do we want to go for number 4?
Probably not. Just skip 4. Let's
just
go to 3.
Just the way you're saying it scares me a little bit.
Yeah. Neil Spencer.
Oh, hey!
So I'm not number 1?
Well, when you see number 3, 2, and 1.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, Megan left us.
And she's out there talking to Bubba.
She's all boozed up.
Okay.
Number 3. Our illustrious mayor.
Dave
Kalp.
Oh, well, okay.
Dave's a pretty sharp guy. Dave and Randy both are. We're lucky to have those guys.
Yes, we are.
Number 2. John Big Daddy Betts.
I would have put him at number 1. Probably the highest IQ of anybody that ever lived in this town.
He is, without a doubt, from what I was always told, he literally made a something for his dad. It was a medical device.
Yep, I wouldn't be surprised.
Does something have to do with like breathing or...
Yep, he understands things that most people can't understand at all. His brain works on a completely different level and always has.
He's smart about a lot of different stuff.
Yes, too. And he'll study.
If you want to know something about the stock market, he's got the information. If you want to know something about some engineering type thing, he could probably build it for you. I mean, yep.
And if you want to know something about the Civil War, he probably can tell you all about that.
Yep.
You know, just stuff in general. If he's interested in it, he knows everything about it.
Number 1.
I hope it's me. No, I was down at, I wouldn't know the top 3.
Jerry Kalp.
Oh, so smart. you got several pretty smart people in there.
Yeah.
It's the bottom half of us that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'd say the bottom half of the list, you just looked around Brick Street and you picked out four guys you saw sitting.
Or bought whoever might have bought him a drink.
Yeah.
Some were
paid for your lunch.
Let's just say some were sarcastically thrown in.
Oh.
There's that, too.
So you're talking about me?
No.
Yeah. Oh, I think you were.
You weren't it.
Okay.
That, Rock, that's a great list.
Yes, it is.
And it represents a fine cross-section of the Fort Recovery community.
Was that far better than my winging it idea?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You weren't here last week, were you?
Community club.
Oh, that's right.
I got at least one more of these in me before we go to back to my usual dog and pony show.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'll see you next week, everybody. A little sports talk coming up. Yep. Big guy, Hal McCoy.
Hal McCoy will be on the phone a little later, and our MAC commissioner, Rob Hamelgarn, will be in the studio with Bob and Harold. And
for Jack Stogler, Rocker, Neil Spencer.
And the girls.
And the girls. We will see you next week on Insight.